Dr. Oz claims ACA enrollment is too high amid fraud concerns and rising costs. Dr. Mehmet Oz, the Trump administration's top Affordable Care Act, ACA, official, argues that ACA enrollment remains too high despite a significant drop in sign-ups due to rising premiums. About 23 million Americans enrolled for 2026, down 1.2 to 1.3 million from last year, but Oz believes the figure should be closer to 19 million. He claims many enrollees are either ineligible, fraudulently enrolled, duplicatively covered, or receiving improper tax credits, and that some should be on Medicaid or employer plans instead. The administration previously estimated 4 to 5 million improper enrollments, potentially costing taxpayers $20 billion, citing conservative think tank Paragon Health Institute. Oz has emphasized fraud, waste, and abuse, pointing to alleged healthcare fraud in states like California and Minnesota, where $259 million in Medicaid funding was recently withheld. Health policy experts, however, dispute the scale of the problem, suggesting that actual fraudulent enrollment numbers are likely in the hundreds of thousands rather than millions, and that many fraud cases may be bookkeeping errors. ACA enrollment fell this year after enhanced tax credits expired, driving double-digit premium increases. To offset enrollment declines and bring in healthy, uninsured individuals, the administration has proposed expanding eligibility for catastrophic plans, low-premium, high-deductible policies currently limited to those under 30. Deductibles for 2026 average $10,600 for individuals and $21,200 for families, with proposed reforms potentially raising limits even higher. Experts warn that such plans may confuse older or sicker consumers due to low health insurance literacy, but Oz maintains that transparency and plain English summaries under Trump's health plan will help, and that most high-risk individuals will avoid catastrophic options.